This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
joking your way to success. Here's some advice for anyone aiming for success. Bowen up on that sense of humor. I don't care how serious the job, make it fun. You know the hiring manager is looking at you and thinking, what's it going to be like to work with this person? 8, 9, 10 hours a day. I hope he isn't a drag. Well, before she has a chance to answer her own question, lob in a light joke and see what happens. Nothing fancy. You're not Robin Williams. Have a little joke that says, in effect, hey, I'm easy to get along with. I know how to lighten up, man. Here's one if you can't find a joke yourself. Hey, I'm a member of the Autopsy Club. And the manager says, the Autopsy Club? And you say, yeah, tonight's open mic night. Now, don't laugh at your own joke. Just move on as though you never said it. If she doesn't laugh, you won't want to work there anyway. You tried, and that's what counts. Because at the end of the day, it's nice to leave your manager and coworkers smiling, if not splitting a gut. It's like the end of a newscast. They save the funny feature piece at the end. So after a half hour of murder and mayhem, viewers get a little chuckle, like an after-dinner mint. Who really needs that after-dinner mint anyway? No one. But everyone takes it and smiles. That's what you're going for. When I was a young stand-up comic, I'd wear a velveteen bow tie. It was completely hokey. Invariably, some joker in the front row would shout out derisively, "Nice tie!" Well, the audience would crack up along with him, and the sneering sniper just sat there and smiled, as if he rattled me. Well, I'd pause, and then with a self-satisfied little laugh, I'd point to the tie and say, "Ha! It's a pest detector. Attracts rodents." Well, the audience would roar. I'd roar. Even the heckler roared. I specialized in gentle barbs that made everyone laugh. Okay, you don't have to be a comic. Just keep a funny story, a one-liner, or even a pun in your back pocket and wait for that perfect moment to tell it. Now, one of these bowtie hecklers turned out to be the general manager of a TV station in Philly. Years after he had razzed me at the comedy club, I unwittingly applied for the role of funny feature reporter on his station's morning show. Well, guess what? I got the gig. Why? Well, the general manager told me he knew when I handled his heckles from the front row that one day he'd hire me as a reporter to give the newscast a bit of levity before the credits rolled. As a result, I played reporter for 10 years at that station before becoming a real one at another. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Why does a bit of humor, a witty comeback, or funny non sequitur often win the day? It shows confidence. Humor is the key to winning people over. Consider the Beatles. When John, Paul, George, and Ringo first met George Martin, the record producer, he wasn't all that impressed with them. He pointed out all their shortcomings and why they weren't ready for producing records. Finally, Martin says to the boys, "I've laid into you for quite a long time. You haven't responded. Is there anything you don't like?" To which George Harrison responded, "Well, for start, I don't like your tie." Well, that tickled Martin to no end and made him see the young upstarts in a new light. He loved their spirit. Perhaps there was something worth mining here. Humor resonated with Martin. Years before meeting the Beatles, he had made a name for himself producing comedy records with British funny men Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, the Goons, and Flanders and Swann. Evidently, Martin could take a joke as well as produce one, and he signed the Beatles to their first record contract with EMI. So let that be a lesson to all you young, or even old, upstarts. When the big cheese dresses you down, rib him a little. Especially if he's wearing a funky tie. Just make sure it's not a pest detector.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.